This is the Audio Swarm Podcast.
Hitting the business objectives that you want to hit.
So just make sure that you're staying up to date with any of these trends.
We actually care about what we're talking about.
Hey, gang. Welcome back to the Audio Swarm. You're with the guys from Nectar here. Today, we're going to talk to you some about websites and how to make them rock. I am Justin Oxner here with Andy Wolf and Matt Anderson. How about, Andy, you drop us into this and give us a little intro of what we're going to talk about today.
Guys, first off, awesome. Let's do another podcast episode. This is fun.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm having a blast here. We're passionate guys talking about things we love. We talk about on a day-to-day basis, right, guys? Today, websites. Let's talk deep about websites. You don't need to be a coder these day and ages. We've realized this through time here, myself especially, having built, you know, not a ton of websites, probably 10 websites over the last year or so, but understanding as I was getting into this game on not needing to be a coder. I had gone down the path of maybe I need to go back to some school, get some coding experience, learn a little bit more, but the tools out there today are just they're made specifically for guys like me, for people that are, you know, one, building their own business or helping other people's build their businesses through this platform, because websites are important. It's one of the three things that we talk about pretty heavily in how to build your brand, that they're still relevant today, right? Websites are a big thing, even if it's just for credibility, if it's something you use on a day-to-day basis for content like we do, or if you use it to promote a product, a service, your restaurant, whatever the case may be, they're still relevant and they're a big part of what we feel is necessary to build your brand.
Right. So for today, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Talk about the website credibility, some functionality things, how you can use them to tell your story, some pricing, and the tools that we use, and the ease of hosting on these certain domains, and what you can do with your website to tie together your entire business. So today, I know we talked a lot about social media. We're switching over to the website, a little change of pace, and we're going to put Andy back on the hot seat to talk about these tools that are out there for websites.
Sure. I'm sure that you've been, if you're listening out there, aware of some of the platforms that have been built recently. I know one of the first ones out there was WordPress. A lot of people use that for blogging or to build your site. Those are, you know, if you use WordPress, great. There's also one that's been out there for a while that's really enhanced and grown their platform over the past couple years, and you've probably seen some commercials for it, but GoDaddy. They used to be big into the hosting sector, probably more than actual website platform builders. But this new themes arising of drag and drop and inserting your images, and pretty much it's all set ready for you to build. So GoDaddy's kind of come a long way from where they were. One of the bigger ones that we've used mostly is Wix. And we also, you know that there's another big one out there, sponsor of the New York Knicks, Squarespace.
And Keanu Reeves, right? Isn't Keanu Reeves
the Squarespace is a big, commercials? Wow, big Squarespace guy too. I know when you log in to your Squarespace account, he's got a big promo, or had a good 2-week, 1-month promo of Keanu Reeves' website and how he uses it for his brand. And
so it came out by like a campfire at night or something.
Yeah, like, something like
TV
that.
TV commercials I've seen for it, but it's Keanu Reeves. He can do whatever he wants.
Well, you know, Keanu Reeves, the good guy of Hollywood. Right. You can't do anything but cheer and root for Reeves. Keanu Reeves. But that's a whole other topic. We could talk about John Wick all day. But today we're talking about these platforms. Squarespace, Wix, GoDaddy, WordPress. All of these platforms are available to you now. You don't have to call the big coders and have them build you a custom website. Well, that's all well and good if that's the route you want to take. We just know that, you know, being in the local business realm, you don't always have the time or the patience to deal with somebody who's going to have to make all the changes for you. And that's kind of the going theme here, right?
Or the money, is that
or
right,
the money.
I mean, let's look at some of these are probably more cost-effective for these local businesses that aren't these big corporations. So what can you tell us about the pricing of some of these compared to, you know, building your own website with a coder?
Sure. Well, you know, when you go through coders, they've got, you know, they build it from scratch. They use HTML, CSS, whatever the case may be. And They will charge you anywhere from, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 or upwards, depending on what it is you're trying to get your website to do. And whether it's, you know, membership pages or just your basic package deal on a website, you can get, you know, up there $10,000 to $15,000. And as a local business owner, you may not have that capital or you may not have that money to spend on top of the time that it takes to get that website up and running, writing all that code. And I'm not trying to downplay the coder. That's a unique skill set, and it does serve a purpose. All of these websites were built on that premise. That's how they work, is someone coded those. So it's awesome. But as a local business, you probably won't be able to afford that. I'm not saying you can't. Maybe that's the route you take. But these platforms are built on the idea of getting a website created affordable, efficiently, creatively, looking classic, classy, maybe I should say, is better. Make it look clean and professional.
So what you're doing with these tools here is you're getting a more cost-effective option.
Absolutely.
Out there.
Cost
efficiency. But you're not sacrificing the creative
quality.
Flexibility of it. You're not sacrificing the customization. You can still do all those things and still get the functionality that you want. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So they're tailor-made and built specifically for lack of a better term, the layman. The guy who's maybe not tech savvy, maybe has never done this before, has no idea how to do it. You basically create an account, log in, and it takes you step by step on how to do this. There's a lot of great, you know, tips, ebooks, tools, videos that you can watch. Most of these have great support teams. So it's built for somebody that's building it themselves. Absolutely.
So it's kind of evolved over the years too, because I mean, you can think of websites and you might think late 90s and that type of website look, and everything's kind of evolved, and probably into the 2000s, it probably wasn't as easy to create a website, and you almost had to go to those coders to get something done like this and pay for that custom amount. And now these new options are out there that can really be affordable, still give you that customization, and still give you the functionality that you want, but also your website's going to be kind of a home base to kind of build credibility, for your brand and for your business. Talk a little bit about that. What can you do with these for functionality and to help build credibility?
Well, you know, that's all great points. And I know we could probably ramble about a lot of different things and go different routes. But
high level,
upper echelon level.
There you go.
Credibility, it's huge. Having the website, being able to update it regularly with content that's relevant to you builds the credibility for your brand. Again, going back to, do you want to make a change through a coder? You want to call up the company that built your site? You got to call them up, talk to somebody, and, you know, hey, I need to change this paragraph to read this, or I need to add 5 new pictures to my website. And yeah, they're going to get it done for you, but who knows how long it's going to take? Is it going to be up to date? Is it going to be a week? Is it going to be 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours? Having this ability to do it yourself through these platforms, having it look professional and having it updated at any moment in time that you want it, builds the credibility for your brand. So you're not behind the eight ball. You're not, you know, waiting to promote an event coming up. It's great for that to build credibility, to have a landing page for your clients to go to and have relevant content every chance they get. And that's, you know, a big part of what we do at Nectar Marketing is, you know, making sure that everybody is doing things to build their brand credibility and through these different areas, and website being one of them. We've talked a lot about social media, like you said, and how that builds the credibility by posting relevant content daily or weekly or whatever fits your business model. Well, doing the same thing on a website is huge, because then you can draw people through the social media to your website that has the relevant information. And so using these platforms, we've found is a lot more efficient, still gives you that beautiful professional look, and, you know, helps you build that brand a different route. But the credibility thing, you know, when people go to the website, that's what they look for in Google searches. They click the website right away, right? They want to go find out what you are. And if you're a restaurant and you don't have a website and they want to look at the menu, of nowhere to find the menu, maybe that's something that hinders your business model and in your growth. So it's important to have that website, and knowing that there's a tool out there that's affordable and a platform that's cost efficient for you. I mean, we're talking going back to the pricing, we're talking a maximum plan on here for even selling products is under $500 a year to have it. Now, that includes the hosting. So we're right. talking really efficient, really cost-effective, and really valuable to your business.
So we're saying this is attainable. Just because you might be a local business, you're kind of getting things going, or you've been going for a little while, and you just don't have the right options on your website, or you've paid way too much, or you want to try and change something, you can still revamp and switch over to this type of platform. You can stay on the platform you are and still make those updates, but even using these tools, they're definitely more cost-effective, and your website can still look custom and still represent you and your brand the way you want it to. Very, very cost-effective, not breaking the bank, but it's attainable is what we're saying here. So within building that credibility and getting that website going, you talked about these updates, and you can make these real-time updates once you learn how to use this software a little bit. You can use it to make sure links are working. You can make multiple pages to make sure you're sharing the right things you want. Your example of a restaurant, like they want to have their menu online so people can see what they might want to order before they even come there. That might decide whether or not they want to come. You got to get that information out there. So with this software, you can update like that, update real time. You just have to learn how to use it. So if we're working with somebody from Nectar and we're giving them this website on one of these platforms, we don't just set it and forget it. We want to make sure that you can even do this as well. Maybe you can be self-sufficient after we get it going. Can you talk a little bit about that usability and how quick it could be to learn this type of stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, we're excited about this platform because we've spent some time in it learning the ins and outs. And, you know, it can be tough when you are a business owner and you your lack of time and ability to put the time needed to build a website that functions the way you want it to for your business. So, you know, with us being excited about it, like I was saying, having the time spent in it, we kind of know the ins and outs a little bit more. But, you know, when we build out a site for a client, you know, we get it done in an efficient manner, a timely manner, and we can then have a couple options. We pass it on to you. It's yours. Do what you want with it. Learn it at your own whim, or we help you along the way. And that's the route we want to take, is to train you, be there to assist you if anything does go wrong. As a resource, yes. And you know, those are the shameless plugs here at Nectar that we like to have. You know, we want you to know that we are here for you. Time is valuable to you, and we want to take that away, that burden away from you to do that for you so you can spend time with your family, your kids, whatever the case may
get
be for
your
that.
Get your time back.
Get your time back. We want to give you your time back, and that's what we do. But when it comes down to this, it's very easy to learn. I mean, it's not like I went to school for just learning how to use Squarespace. I learned it. It took a little bit of time, but an effort, patience, but it happened. It's not difficult. It's pretty functional for you. And to Justin's point, the idea here behind this is when you do have your site built, you can learn it. There's tutorials, like I said before. It's pretty easy to do.
So from there, you get this website up and going, and you get it launched, and you get yourself out there. You're public. Your brand's visible. But it's not just on laptops or desktops anymore these
nope.
days. It goes to multiple other things like mobile, tablets, phones. What do you think about optimizing for those?
Yeah, I mean, there's the importance of responsive design, they say even, right? So if it's even somewhere where it's between a desktop and a phone, how is it going to look when the windows resize? So I'm just even thinking back to the example that you were just saying of like putting a menu up for a restaurant. Okay, let's say if you took the time and you built it out on your desktop or your laptop and you made that page with your menu, a lot of people, especially if they're traveling and wondering where to go, are going to be on their phones when they're looking for places to eat. So it's you got to make sure that that menu is still readable when it's in phone mode or in the mobile type of layout. I think some of these softwares even give some of that, right? You can preview
oh,
what
yeah.
it looks like in it. And
yeah, as you build it, you have the option to look at how is it going to look on the mobile device, how's it going to look on the tablet, how's it going to look on the desktop, and you can format and create your page to work to your benefit on all those models, but mainly being mobile being the most important. I mean, over 65% of the time people use their phone isn't even for texts or calls or
yep.
anything like that anymore.
Not for
it's
an actual
all,
big phone.
No, not for the smartphones are going down the road or for research. and using Google to find different things, using social media, researching websites. I mean, this is what they use that for now. And so being able to have a software that can do that for you, mobile optimized for you, and give you that extra added benefit is phenomenal.
So yeah, you even talk about the different uses of the phone and how your website needs to be optimized for that. The phone itself ties everything together. And that's kind of what we do here at Nectar, is we tie everything together with your website, your email, your social media, and like we said earlier, your website's kind of your home base. So we try and make sure that you've got that available for people to land on and find out more about your business.
That's the credibility part that you were talking about, is that part right there.
And one thing I was thinking about, even when we were talking about mobile and thinking about use for mobile, is also going to be pictures and videos on a site, right, Andy? Because we talk about load speeds are always important. You don't want someone to wait around. You know, even nowadays, it's like, I got to wait 3 to 5 seconds for this page to load. That's too long. So it's, you are at home or you're at work or something, you probably have a fast speed internet connection, so you have load speeds then. But making sure that you have quick load speeds when you're on your mobile, and say you only have 3G or 4G out in the area. So it's almost like even the size of your site can come into that, so that loads faster.
Absolutely. And these platforms are built to withstand that bandwidth. Yep. They offer you unlimited bandwidth to be able to build those sites out. And the main focus, and I know it seems like we're just plugging Squarespace, but we use this because it helps you as a local business owner. It helps you put the pictures and images. They really focus their time on the visual and allowing you to, I mean, we even can do our podcast through Squarespace. You can blog through Squarespace. You can blog through all of these. For the most part, they're there available for you to build your brand.
So you mentioned the ease of using this, and it just came to me right now. What if
Sure. What
if I don't know what I want for a website? What if I have no clue and I'm like, I don't even know where to start? Say I want to use Squarespace. They have some kind of like templates laid out that I
Yeah.
could start to customize myself. Can I look through what I think looks good and kind of go from there?
Absolutely. That's kind of the beginning phase, is you can look through all the templates and decide which one fits you. You get a 14-day trial to see if it works for you, so you can sign up, get it ready. You can build a site out, mess around with all of their different templates. What's really cool there is they've limited the amount of templates. I think they have 40 right now. But they've really focused on the quality of each template. But yeah, you have option. You mess around with it, see what works for you, see what features you like, and go from there. And really, it just takes jumping in and doing it. And that's really the end all be all.
So even if you're starting from scratch, using some of these platforms, you're not really starting from scratch. You can get a starting point and kind of customize
Absolutely.
From there. So that you can take one of these, fit your needs, get your website online, get it public, add credibility to your business, start tinkering with it and use it how you want to, and figure out how to optimize it for mobile, pick your right platform, and tie it all together to give your brand a nice look for the rest of your business.
Absolutely. And I think a point that you brought up there that I really want to hit home here, Justin, is you were saying if you've never done it before, you're afraid to jump in, you don't know, you know, what the path is you got to take. We know the website's a big thing and it's relevant to your business, right? So the point being is the tools are there. The goal of this whole thing is to just get in front of the people's eye. Get your business model out there. Get your brand in front of people. And one of the big things to do it is the website. That's the whole point, is everyone nowadays, you know, wants to have that website and have it out there. And it's not hard to attain. It's not scary. It's not something that's unattainable that you can't afford to go get done. It is right here at the palm of your hands, in your cell phone, on your laptop, on your desktop. It's literally 5 clicks away, a sign-up registration, and you are live on a website. It is ready for you. It is not rocket science again, guys. This is something that is attainable today. So if it's something that you're questioning, something that you're thinking about, I've been putting it off for a while. I worked with a client just last month, maybe it was a couple months ago now, but she wanted to build a blog site, and she had kind of built this idea up in her head that it was hard to do. It was complicated. I didn't have the time. I couldn't get it done. I didn't know where to go. How do I make this happen? Right? Well, you know, after speaking with us here, she came to the conclusion that, yeah, okay, let's just jump in and do it. Let's just get the ball rolling. And it was as simple as signing up for an account on one of these platforms and getting it done. The template's basically built there for you. You just mess with color schemes, fonts, your brands, your logos. You add everything that is relevant to you and get it out there. Because at the end of the day, if you're sitting at home saying, I got this great idea for a website, or I got this great, you know, idea for a business, I've got a product I want to sell, it's the website's holding me back, I don't know where to go, I don't know how to do this, what is hosting, what are domains, how do I do this? It's scary, I get it. It's all right there for you to do, broken down in its simplistic form, and just go do it.
Right, right, just go do it. Sometimes that's the way things have to start. You have to start somewhere, guess and check a little on the way, tinker, modify, hone it into what you need. And there you have it, some tips and tricks from websites from our resident website expert, Andy Wolf. And again, you're listening to the guys at Nectar Marketing talking about digital marketing and websites today. If you like what you heard, give us a follow. Check out other podcasts we've got coming up. We are at nectarmarketing.com. That's N-E-K-T-R marketing.com. Same website, connect@nectarmarketing.com. That is our email. Reach out to us if you've got questions. If you think you are ready to take the dive with a website, or we've made this sound easy, give us a call. Give us an email. Reach out to us. Let us help you. And that's what we've got today. And the Nectar guys are signing off until our next podcast. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.